Recently, the city of Atlantic got a little bit of a surprise about the summer activities here in the area. It was announced the RAGBRAI schedule this year will include Atlantic as the second overnight stop. Kind of unusual for us. We're usually the first one, but we're going to play through and they're going to ride through here this year. Kelsey B. Shorter is heading up the RAGBRAI committee here in Atlantic. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
Surprise? You probably had a heads up ahead of time that it was coming before they made the public announcement, I suppose, right?
Yeah, they give you a little bit of a heads up, and you know, you want to make sure that all of your key players in town don't have something big coming, big construction on the roads. Our hospital is prepared, all of our emergency services. So there are a lot of people that play part into the decision of coming to Atlantic. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It seems like it's been a few years since the last time they've been through.
Yes, so 2019 was the most recent, and then I think it was 2011 before that.
With everything that's happened since 2019, that's a lifetime ago, it seems.
It is. And I was not on any type of RAGBRAI or chamber committee in 2019, but I did help volunteer during RAGBRAI, so I do have some sort of an understanding of the day, the setup, and things like that. So that has definitely been helpful.
Well, we want to talk about some of the things that are going to be front-facing for the public that they'll know. But before we get to that, a little bit of the housekeeping here then, too, because this doesn't happen by accident. You're helping to chair up the committee.
Yep.
You've got a committee of a lot of folks.
Yeah, so I am the public communications chair, and then there's an executive committee. So the executive committee consists of Bailey Smith at the chamber, Devin Hogue, chief of police, and Ann Quist of First Whitney Bank doing the budget. So there are many, many people underneath there. There's committees and subcommittees and volunteers on top of that. So I am just one tiny volunteer in this huge event.
It takes a lot of people to host a lot of people.
Yeah. I feel like once you've been able to plan RAGBRAI, you can plan just about anything. So I'm excited, and a lot of people that are helping are either RAGBRAI enthusiasts that have ridden the ride or are veterans to planning RAGBRAI. So I am learning from the best.
Sure. Well, I know you've got some of the early planning taken care of because there are certain benchmarks you kind of want to hit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do the early prep and planning before you get down into the weeds on a lot of the details.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a theme for this year's RAGBRAI.
Yes, we do. So our theme is technically it's all downhill from here. So this is historically the hilliest ride for RAGBRAI in history. And so Atlantic is the highest elevation. So we decided to play a little bit on that, and technically it's all downhill from here. Hopefully giving the riders a little bit extra boost to go to the 80 some miles to Winterset after Atlantic. So
hard to believe in the valley. We're the highest point.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. So,
but they'll find that out the hard way once they ride through. It's kind of a short ride this year into Atlantic,
mm-hmm.
though, moving off. Was it Glenwood where it starts?
Yep, Glenwood,
then
Red Oak.
Red Oak.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a relatively, for now, most people would say 40-some miles. I don't ever want to do that on a bike. But for RAGBRAI riders, that's nothing. It's a very short ride. So folks are going to spend a lot of time here.
Yes. I mean, the hills will promote as much of a challenge for those riders. But once they get here, we would anticipate they are ready to rest and spend a good portion of the day with us.
Does that go into the planning then, too? The fact that they could be here quite a while longer than maybe they would normally be if the ride were longer coming in?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you want to be able to plan when people are coming into town. And if that's going to be sooner, you're going to need to have things in place sooner. You can't be trying to navigate through 20,000 riders, and trying to still set things up. So it definitely will be an earlier morning, and we want to have plenty of entertainment throughout the day, and shade and places for these riders to sit and enjoy Atlantic and all it has to offer.
Plenty of cold drinks, maybe some water to splash on you here and there, all kinds of stuff. But all that planning takes place. Entertainment's a big part of that day. I know you've got some of the early stuff done.
Yes, we have announced our headliner as the Pork Tornadoes. They have not played in this region of Southwest Iowa, so they're very excited to reach their fan base here. They are a band that just kind of plays everything, all kinds of covers from pop to rock to hip hop, all kinds of stuff. And they are just a great party band that just gets the night going and keeps the energy up.
Iowa-based band?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So keeping it all as local as we can then, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, they play awesome. A lot in Okoboji and anywhere there's a party. They love to hype it up. So why not RAGBRAI?
Well, parties seem to follow RAGBRAI.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of RAGBRAIers are Porky T's fans. So we are excited to have them party with us here in Atlantic.
Awesome. Well, there's so much to do. And I'm sure the early stages of planning are still being worked on for things, you know, like housing and mm-hmm. food and vendors and all those kinds of things. Still making progress on all that?
Yes. So this portion since announcement to now, we have been working on lining up all of our committee chairs. Mm-hmm. You're talking about campground, housing, food vendors, the beer garden, and all types of that. So we need to get those volunteers into place, make sure they understand the task that is at hand for them, and then they can start reaching out and creating things to send on out into the public. So that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I know RAGBRAI organizers typically have some templates for you to work with, so you kind of aren't starting from scratch in each community. They help you get going so you know what to do and where to do it and when and all that kind of stuff. But there are some things that have to be handled locally, and a lot of that has to do with, like, volunteers, because mm-hmm. you do need quite a few of them.
Yes, yes. We will need over 300, probably almost 400 volunteers for the day, depending on, you know, a lot of it will be in the beer garden, downtown, checking people in, parking, and then, you know, just keeping everybody safe is just going to take a village.
It's a logistical thing.
It is. It is.
Everything about it is logistical. Mm-hmm. Trying to deal with that many people into town. I mean, you've also got folks that live here
yep.
that have to do their thing too. People go to work.
Absolutely.
People, pick their kids up from daycare. People do all those kinds of things, and traffic flows and patterns obviously are going to change a little bit. But you got to look at every little detail.
Absolutely. Yeah. Part of being part of the communications team, we have to communicate with the riders, we have to communicate with the residents, we have to communicate to the support staff, we have to communicate with our volunteers. So you have to put out information for all those people to receive that and be their portion of the event. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And housing is a big thing, too. We always know that. It's a little probably early yet, although some folks might be getting calls from some people
absolutely.
About housing already. Folks like to get ahead of the game on that. But there are some that definitely depend on, like, the local Chamber of Commerce or the committee mm-hmm. that's in charge of that to help kind of line folks, riders up with host housing and stuff like that. Is that started now, or is that still in the works?
Well, so with the big, big charters, so there's charters that are as large as 1,500 riders. So those are the big campgrounds that we need to find and those things that we need to lay down first. And then we can help kind of plug in the rest of the pieces of depending how many riders they have and just kind of plugging those puzzle pieces together once we get those big ones set.
Is it too early for folks who might have some space to start contacting anybody to let them know, hey, I could house some guys?
So we're currently getting that committee chair settled in.
Okay.
And then once we are ready for that, we can release that contact. But what we have been able to set up is our website. Nish Nanette, Scott Bennett was right there before the announcement. He was able to set up our website and our call lines. And so those lines all funnel everyone to the website, and then the website you can sign up for what you're interested in learning about. So if you're interested in volunteering, if you're interested in being a vendor, or you're interested in housing or something like that, you can sign up for those corresponding newsletters, and as soon as those applications or any information is available, you will get a notification being on that list.
Okay, very good. So we're going to hear a lot more. It's still very early, and things are still being put together, but we're gonna try to keep you updated. Kelsey
Absolutely.
And I will sit down and visit a little bit here and there every few weeks and
mm-hmm.
kind of talk about some of the updated things. But there'll be T-shirts. There'll be all kinds of things, I'm sure,
yeah.
to talk about down the road. But for now, hey, just make your plans, right?
Absolutely.
July 22nd will be a big day.
It's going to be a great day. And if we could all just put in our vibes for another 60-degree day like we had in 2019, partly cloud covered, on and off spinning, that would be great because it will just help with it not being 120-some. So
yeah, I guess we can't forget July 23rd, too, because that's when they'll turn around and head out of town.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
There'll be a little bit that morning, but then they'll be moving on and making that long ride to Winterset.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, lots happening. And then just shortly after that, it's County Fair here in Cass County. So yes. We've got a busy period of time.
Absolutely. I mean, we all know that Atlantic is busy all the time. There's always something going on. But the end of July has always been crazy just with the County Fair. So we are asking a lot of our community volunteers, the fairgrounds, the grounds committee, and all of them to turn that around so quickly for one of our biggest events in the year. So we are very, very thankful for them for allowing, you know, thousands of riders to be on their grounds 3 days before County Fair. So
we've got a task to handle, and I'm sure we will.
Yes, Atlantic is great about rising to any occasion and coming together and getting a job done. So we know we can do it.
Very good. Talking RAGBRAI coming up here in July in Atlantic with the stop over here. Kelsey Bischorner with us this morning. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you so much. And I can't wait for RAGBRAI to be here. And we hope everyone is excited as we are.